Welcome to Live Less Afraid, the podcast where I normalize talking about mental health. My name's Michelle Jones, and each week I'll share how I'm overcoming fear, anxiety, and imposter syndrome. We'll discuss how our thoughts and our beliefs hold us back. We'll talk about how it's all connected, our physical, mental, financial, and spiritual well-being. And I'll discuss the most important relationship, the one we have with ourselves. And I'll teach you how these feelings impact our business and our personal life. And I'll interview amazing guests who share my love of living a real life with all its complexities. I'll teach you how to accept all the different parts of yourself so you can learn how to live less afraid too.
Good morning. This is Michelle with Live Less Afraid. And this morning I kind of have some exciting news to share with you. I am leaning into a lifelong goal. And I think I've talked in the past about having those lifelong goals and knowing that you would do something someday, some way, somehow. Before I get into that news, I want to go back a little bit to getting my bachelor's degree. And I'm going to use that as an example of one of those things that I always knew I was going to do. And many of you know, I grew up in a really difficult household. I was actually a high school dropout who got a GED. And, you know, it's funny because there's been a bit of a stigma around that in our society, and in the U.S., you know, if you didn't graduate high school, or you got a GED. I remember when GEDs like came out, it was kind of like wasn't a thing really to be proud of. And for a long time, I didn't really share that with a lot of people. But I've come to realize that it really is a badge of honor, because I am a smart, successful businesswoman, and I was a high school dropout. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you didn't finish school either, it doesn't really mean anything. It just, you know, during that time of my life, I did not have a lot of people kind of rallying for me or pushing me or nurturing me to really pursue education or stay in education. And I was a little bit of a wild child. It was the 80s. And I just thought there were better, more fun things to do than go sit in U.S. history class when I was, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old. So, but I did go on to get my junior degree kind of right out of right around 18, 19 years old. And then, you know, had kids and went to work and all of those things, you know, but in my heart of hearts, I always wanted to get my bachelor's degree. It was always something that meant a lot to me. I am a lifelong learner and a student, and I love learning. So at my first career, I was able to go to school. My employer sent me to school. I am so grateful for them for investing in me. And I did that. I went back to school when I was like, I don't know, 40 something, and got my bachelor's degree. And it's one of those things that I'm just super proud of. And I think it's one of those reminders in life that we should never stop chasing our dreams, that we shouldn't give up on ourselves, you know, that we should, and I hate to use the word should, right? Because shoulding, don't should on yourself. But what I want to convey to you is, don't give up on those dreams. Don't give up on those things that are in your heart of hearts, that you know you've always wanted to do. Don't give up on yourself, okay? So I got a little emotional just even saying that. And I think that's why I needed to talk about this topic today, because as women especially, but I see this happen for men too, you know, we give up a lot, right? We give up a lot in our lives for other people, and, you know, being a mom or a wife. And I always go back to this speech that the actor Glenn Close gave at the Golden Globes one year. And it just rocks me every time I hear it. And if you haven't listened to it, go Google it on YouTube and listen to her, because I'm going to read it to you, but how she says it is just so raw and so real. And it really brings it home of what I'm going to be talking about here today. So she said she was thinking about her mom, who really sublimated herself to my father her whole life. And in her 80s, she said to me, "I feel like I haven't accomplished anything." And it was so not right. And I feel like what I've learned from this whole experience is women, we're nurturers, because that's what's expected of us. We have our children, we have our husbands, and if we're lucky enough, and our partners. But we have to find personal fulfillment. We have to follow our dreams. We have to say, "I can do that, and I should be allowed to do that." And it gets me every single time. Gets me every single time I read it, or I watch it, or I hear it. Tears just well up in my eyes, because we are nurturers and we are givers. And ladies, we do and do and do, and we give and give and give. Except for we don't give to ourselves. We don't allow ourselves to have our dreams, to find personal fulfillment, to do these things that we know light us up inside, make us better moms, make us better partners, and just fulfill us in a way that all these other things that we've done in our life cannot. Okay? So that's what I'm talking about here today. And my exciting news is that I have, you guys know I love to travel. And I've always loved to travel. I've always had a travel bug, even when I was a kid and I was poor and I didn't have a passport. I didn't know how I was going to even do that. But today, I am chasing one of my dreams. I'm making that come true. And next June of 2022, I am getting on a plane by myself. And I'm going across the world to Europe, to Italy. And I'm going to spend a week doing a walking tour through a small part of Italy. And I'll be with 8 other women whom I do not know. And the structure of these walks is that every morning when you get up to walk and you get out on the trail, the first hour of the day, you walk in silence. And the purpose of that is so that you really have time to kind of turn inward and, you know, think about, you know, doing something for yourself, something sacred, reawaken your soul, use it like a time of self-discovery. And it is something literally like just for you. And I cannot tell you how excited I am that I get to do this. You know, even that I, not that I get to do this, but that I said yes to it. That's what excites me. That I said yes to it, of having and doing something just for me, something sacred, that I gave myself permission, that I said it was okay, that I went and got it. I don't have any guilt about it. I'm not second guessing myself. I'm not putting any limits on myself or shooting on myself about the why I shouldn't go or why I shouldn't spend the money, or I'm not worrying about what's going to happen with my husband or my kids or my dogs. Or I'm just saying, I'm doing this thing for me, and I'm going to use it as a time for myself to just do something for me, spend some time loving myself, getting to know myself better. Just saying yes to that dream, I think, is the space that I think about this morning when I'm talking to you guys about chasing your dreams and not putting limits on what it is that you want to do. And really owning that it really, really, really is okay to have those dreams and to chase after them and to say yes to them. So if you have a minute today after listening to this podcast, I really want to give you some homework. I would like for you to write down some things, some dreams that you have. And then, here's the scary part, you have to tell at least one person one thing off that list. And if you want to tell someone the whole list, that's even better. And the someone can't be the guy in the supermarket line. Okay. It has to be somebody invested in you, someone in your world, you know, your partner, your mom, your kid, whoever, somebody. You have to tell somebody in your circle, your bestie, whoever it is. You have to tell someone in your circle at least one of those things. You have to say, hey, person that's important to me in my life, you know, one thing I've always wanted to do, I've wanted to do blank. Because, you know, there's something about attracting good things into our lives that I think starts with acknowledging that you even want it. Even saying it out loud, you know, is one of those things that we can say to the universe, like, I kind of want to do this, you know, even if you're just whispering it, but just saying it out loud gives it some energy. And it also sets you up on a path to get there. And maybe it's not today, maybe it's not tomorrow. I mean, you guys, I'm in my 50s, right? And I'm just now doing this for myself. But if you're, you know, wherever you're at, 20, 30, 40 years old, think about what that is. Think about doing something for yourself, something sacred, something beautiful. As a nurturer, as a woman, what's that thing that you would do that would light you up inside, that would make you feel like alive in a way that nothing else can? It's funny, Glenn Close talked about her mom, because I think a lot about my mom when I do stuff like this too. And my daughter said to me, Mom, when I told her I was doing this trip, she said, you're turning into grandma. And I had to stop and think for a minute. I was like, what does she mean? And, you know, my mom did the Portland Marathon. I live in Portland, Oregon. And I think she was in her 50s when she did it. She did the walking part, the walking portion of the Portland Marathon. But a marathon's a marathon, right? So 26 miles or whatever. And I remember her training and walking and, you know, going long distances and doing it. And I remember going downtown and standing on the sidelines and cheering her on. And just being so proud of her that she did this thing that was important to her. And so it kind of made me feel good that, it did make me feel good that my daughter was like, hey, you're turning into grandma. And before I go on this trip, somewhere I have my mom's bib and her medal from the Portland Marathon. And I will be taking those things with me when I go, because I feel like that's a real homage to my mother. And she's gone now. She passed in 2013. And we had a complicated relationship. you know, she wasn't really there for me a lot when I was little, because, you know, she was an alcoholic, an addict, and that just is what it is. I mean, you know, I'm sure had she, you know, had the skills, she wouldn't have done those, wouldn't have lived like that. But, and I say this all the time, she redeemed herself the next time around. So if you talk to my kids, she was the greatest. Like, she was the best grandma, you know. She was there. She was present. She spent so much time with them. And they had a really special relationship. And I am so grateful for that. And I'm actually recording this episode on Thanksgiving morning for you guys. So it's like super, I don't know, just bittersweet to think about how thankful I am that she was able to do that. Like, that she was able to just show up and be there for them. And so now, like, she got into recovery and all that. I probably should, like, do a whole episode about that sometime soon. But, you know, she got herself into recovery and, like, was just present in the last part of her life. But when we talk about chasing her dreams, I do want to say this. I don't think that she chased her dreams. And I don't want to be like that in my last half of my life. I want to do all the things. I want to chase all the dreams. I want to go all the places. I want to, there's a line from a Jay-Z song where he talks about my passport is tattered. I want that. I want my passport to be tattered. And I want to experience life. I want to do things that make my soul sing and make my heart happy. And I want to squeeze every last drop out of this ride that is life. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. So your homework was make a list of these things that you really, really, really want to do, that you know will light you up inside, that you know will make you a better person. And tell somebody close to you at least one of those things, or the whole list, which would be even be better. And if you want to share them with me, oh my gosh, I would love that. I would feel so honored if you just sent me a note or a text or a DM or whatever and said, Michelle, here's the thing that's on my list, so that I can, you know, intervene for you with the universe and just really push that out there for you in another way, in another energy. Because I think that, you know, where our mind goes, our body follows, and that's where our energy is, and all of those things. So I think it's important to say those things out loud, and I want, that's your homework today, okay? So I have gone on long enough about this topic. I'm going to leave you there with that. I hope you have an amazing day, and never stop chasing your dreams. And like Glenn Close says, we have to say to ourselves, I can do that. I should be allowed to do that. All right. Until next time. Thanks for listening. If you liked today's episode, be sure to like and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. If you're listening on iTunes, leave a review. It helps other people find the show. And do me a favor, tell one person today about the show. Share the love. Let's see if we can help other people live less afraid, embrace their best selves, and generally kick ass at life. Want to know more about me and what I do? Follow me on Instagram at Live Less Afraid. I'd love to know what you thought about today's episode, so drop me an email at michellewith1l@livelessafraid.com. If you're curious about working with a coach, let's schedule a Zoom call and I'll walk you through it. That's all for now. Bye.